I think in rural communities like those that I come from, those that I represent, we have unique challenges when it comes to healthcare and access to healthcare. Our rural hospitals are facing the pinch financially and for a lot of different reasons, but one of them in particular is our workforce shortages. We have a real challenge attracting specialty care. You know, I talk very openly about the fact that I do believe we have a mental health crisis in this country that has left no community untouched. That's young, old. I hear about that actually from our Agricultural Advisory Council. Family farmers. Farmers are facing mental health challenges as we have a pretty volatile market right now and what that means. And so how are we making sure that people in these communities get the health care access that they need to the specialists? And so one of the things, again, a bipartisan piece of legislation I've introduced is the Rural Health Core Act, which would basically say to healthcare professionals that come to our community, stay in our community for 5 years, we're going to help relieve some of your student debt. And I think that's just one small way that we can help to incentivize people to stay in our wonderful communities that we have, continue to practice, and as an end result, help my constituents get the access to the specialty health care that we need. I think it's incredibly important. And something I would mention, too, you know, I know we're going to talk a lot about the House Ag Committee, but my second committee is the House Veterans Affairs Committee, which is so important. I serve on the Health Subcommittee. Using that platform of that subcommittee, I'm really trying to lean in on healthcare and specifically rural healthcare for our veterans as well. So lots to do in this space, and I'm hoping our legislative initiative will come to fruition and we'll be able to provide some relief to some of these communities.